The Book of Sirach, Chapter 50. Was Simon, the son of Jechonon, the priest, in whose generation the house was renovated and in whose days the temple was fortified, in whose generation a reservoir was dug, a water cistern like the sea in abundance, in his days the wall was built, with turrets for strength like a king's palace. He considered how to protect his people from ruin and fortified his city against the enemy. How glorious he was when he looked forth from the tent, and when he came out of the sanctuary, like a morning star from between the clouds and like the full moon on the feast days, like the sun shining upon the temple of the king, and like the bow appearing in the cloud, like blossoms on a branch in the days of first fruits, and as a lily by the water brooks, as the sprout of Lebanon in the days of summer, and as the fire of incense in the censer, like a golden vessel beautifully wrought, adorned with all manner of precious stones, like a green olive tree full of berries, and like a wild olive tree nourishing branches. When he put on his glorious robes and clothed himself in full splendor, when he went up to the altar of majesty and made glorious the court of the sanctuary, when he took the portions from the hands of his brethren and he stood by the prepared wood, around him was the garland of his sons, like young cedar trees in Lebanon, and like willows by the brook they surrounded him. All the sons of Aaron in their glory and the offering by fire to Yahweh in their hand, in the presence of all the congregations of Israel, until he had finished the service of the altar, and setting in order the rows of wood for the Most High, he stretched his hand to the cup, and poured out the blood of the grape, yes, he poured it out at the foot of the altar, a sweet-smelling savor to the Most High, the King of all. Then the sons of Aaron sounded with the trumpets of beaten work. Yes, they sounded, and caused a mighty blast to be heard, for a remembrance before the Most High. Then all flesh made haste together, and fell upon their faces to the earth, to worship before the Most High, before the Holy One of Israel. And the song then gave its voice, and over the multitude they made sweet melody, and all the people of the land cried in prayer before him who is merciful, until he had finished the service of the altar, and his ordinances had brought him near to him. Then he came down and lifted up his hands upon all the congregation of Israel, and the blessing of Yahweh was upon his lips, and in the name of Yahweh he glorified himself. And a second time they fell down, now to receive the pardon of God from him. Now bless the God of all, who does wondrously on earth, who exalts man from the womb, and does to him according to his good pleasure. May he grant to you wisdom of heart, and may there be peace among you. May his mercy be established with Simon, and may he raise up for him the covenant of Phinehas. May there not be one cut off from him, and as to his seed may it be as the days of heaven. Against two nations does my soul feel abhorrence, and against a third, which is not a people, the inhabitants of Seir and Philistia, and that foolish nation which dwells in Shechem. Wise instruction and apt proverbs of Simon, the son of Jeshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Sirah, which he declared in the explanation of his heart, and which he taught with his understanding. Blessed is the man who meditates on these things, and he who lays them up in his heart will become wise. For if he does them, he will be strong for all things, for the fear of Yahweh is life.